Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That would be me. Great to have you on the show on this Tuesday. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio. Don't forget about Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. Do the sub refs have to go? This is where you jump in.
Well,
Mr. Critical of officials every second of your life.
I've just seen an awful lot of huddles, and it didn't involve any players in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think it's the National Football League needs to do one critical thing. They need to go back to the table and talk. Second of all, in the area of compromise, one of the things that the current referees are upset about. Now, again, this is a part-time job. It's a part-time job that does pay as much as $70,000 a year. I think it ranges between 30 and 70, something like that, depending on your level of experience, how many years you've been in. But they also have a pension plan. The pension plan is very good. But the NFL has proposed going to a 401k pension plan that is obviously easier for the league to absorb. The current referees made this proposal, and it's a proposal I agree with. And the proposal I agree with is as follows. They propose that the current officials be allowed to stay on their current pension plan because all of them have made financial decisions based on that pension plan, but that any newer officials hired from this day forward would be put on the 401k plan. To me, that's the kind of compromise that you can live with, where it's grandfathered, people have counted on what they're going to be having for the future, but then going forward, anybody else hired is going to be hired under a different set of rules.
That sounds reasonable.
Right. I think the referees proposed that, and I think it's very reasonable. Now, the rest of it in terms of salary increases and things like that, whatever, it is still a part-time job. But when it comes to that, I think that is a very reasonable proposition. That those who are currently members of the union, who have been put on a pension plan and have made plans into the future based on this pension number, should be allowed to keep that plan. But anybody new, deal signed tomorrow, starting on Thursday, somebody's hired, guess what? They have a different plan they're being hired under, which is the 401k. The officials also want this to be a 10-year deal. I don't know, the NFL wants, I think, like 7 or 8. I'd go with 10. I mean, the longer you have labor peace, the better. We've seen mistakes. Now, some of the mistakes are obviously curable because of instant replay. John Fox, for example, was on the field arguing about a tip ball and then eventually challenged it because it's the one penalty you can challenge. You can't challenge penalties except that penalty. If the ball is tipped, it wipes out pass interference. Ball was tipped. It was odd, but the problem was it was obviously tipped. Question was whether the timing happened obviously beforehand or not.
But I think the big problem here is I don't think they're making terrible calls. Are they missing some things? Yes. Are we noticing it more now because maybe as fans we're looking for it? I think that has a lot to do with it. I think we're looking a lot more critically than we normally would. The problem I have is there are conferences about every single call, and it slows the pace of the game down. And I think it's because they just want to get it right. They're trying so hard to get it right, it actually works against them.
Right. Now, I'll tell you the part I'm not buying. I'm not buying the part where players are more prone to be injured. Sorry,
I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it. Okay? What? What makes you more prone to an injury?
Guys get
injured in practice. They get injured making a cut with nobody around them. They get shoulder injuries, whatever, concussions. Like, you know, I mean, the other day, Sean Green wobbles off the field. Boom. They yanked him off the field because they have somebody at the game that says 23 has to come out of the game. So the part that we're hearing about, well, it could potentially cause more injuries and so forth. Please. Okay. Just stick with the facts. Don't snowball me. Okay. The rules are put in place to prevent, virtually every rule, crackback blocks, things like that. Those are injury rules. Chop block, clipping. Let's see, you don't hear clipping call that often anymore. It's always blocking the back. Blocking the back, that's dangerous. But here's the problem. This is why the current officials... It's the speed of the game that has this current group out there flummoxed.
Ooh, that's a good word.
Because it's in any business, whether I'm talking to somebody who works at Wise Corporation, Wise Markets, or I'm talking to somebody that works at the Geisinger Medical Center, okay, or works, for example, at Sunbury Motors. When you first get into something, you try to feel your way through it. You feel your way through until you sell a couple of cars over at Sunbury Motors. Okay? You feel your way through it, for example, when you start at Purdy Insurance. You feel your way through it when you first get going with Rick Weibel. You feel your way through it when you start working at Brewers Outlet. Okay? When you start working at Lenape Solar. And then when it becomes more instinctive, you get more confidence, then you're able to expand your capabilities. I always tell my broadcasting class, everyone has their own box. And within that box are your capabilities. Anytime you stray outside the box, your comfort level drops dramatically. Now, with experience, the box expands. In our profession, for example, young broadcasters, when they start broadcasting games, the game feels like it's going 60 miles per hour. And all of a sudden, 3 hours goes by, and they're like, oh, can't believe it. It's only 3 hours. And they feel like the entire game is going 60 miles an hour. Then you get to a point where you've done so many games where the game gets slower. Athletes talk about this part all the time, how the game slows down for them. Same thing with a broadcaster. Game slows down. Okay. Trevor Williams deflects a pass to Allen Robinson. Early in my career, it would have been, ball deflected, caught, touchdown. It would have been, nope, game slows down. Ball deflected by Trevor Williams, caught in the end zone, Allen Robinson, touchdown, Penn State. The game is slower, thus you broadcast the game differently based on experience. Capabilities are different now because when you expand your box, they expand your confidence level and your instincts. That's where the referees right now are losing out. The speed of the game, it feels like it's going 40 to 60 miles per hour to them. The regular officials, it feels like the game is going 10 miles an hour. Thus, they see much more. They are aware of much more. And they know when to make a no call, when not to. Are they perfect? Of course not. But then again, Tom Brady missed 36% of his passes 2 years ago, so he's not perfect either.
I just think they're under more scrutiny now, and we're noticing it maybe a little bit more than
it's the speed of the game is too much for the game.
No. I'm not disagreeing with that. No. I agree. I think that's why we're seeing so many huddles and so many discussions. in a way to try and slow things down. I was like, hey, did you see what I saw there?
I mean, it's slowing the game down, but at the same time, now their competency is being called into question. Two things. Okay, we talked about NFL films. NFL films, national TV, huge in what they've done for the National Football League. But there are two things that have cropped up in recent years that have then taken the NFL to a higher level, especially among casual fans. And the two things are fantasy football, because the number of people are checking out their fantasy leagues, even in blowout games, they're checking out, they're watching games to see if their fantasy guys are doing well and so forth. So even in a blowout, people are still watching because they have a vested interest. And the other one is, people don't like to talk about it, is the gambling aspect of it. And this is where the officials come into play. Because you need to maintain, and the NFL has to understand this, the integrity of the game to see the NFL hire full-time officials and not continue with the plan. His address to the New Jersey legislature proposed sportsbook. Right now, Las Vegas is the one outlet, and when Delaware attempted to do it years ago, the NFL went off the deep end and challenged it in every way possible. Well, now even New Jersey is talking about the possibility of sportsbook. Now, can they win the challenge? We'll find out. But when you have money placed on the table legally, you have to make sure the integrity of your game is not called into question. And that's where the full-time officials come into play. Ed Hockley is a trial lawyer. Mike Carey has his own integrative arts business. Not sure what Scott Green does. He's the head of the NFL Referees Association, the NFLRA. But you need, especially in this era, and to me, I'd like to see them migrate toward full-time officials for that very reason. Because you know money's being put on the line. And, you know, we can't sit here and be naive about it. Okay? You can't put your head in the sand and say it doesn't happen. I can give you two examples right off the top. Okay, the 1982 Penn State National Championship team is being celebrated this weekend. Many of them will be back, including Kurt Warner, who's coming back. Son Jonathan, of course, is on the current team. 1985, some of those guys played on, of course. 1985, Penn State's playing a game with Temple at Beaver Stadium. The line is 7. And you know I don't pay attention to lines at all, ever. It's just, again, fantasy football is not my bag, and absolutely gambling is not my bag. But, you know, I also understand the importance that both play in the role of the popularity of the game. So I'm not going to sit here and be stubborn and say, well, I don't like it, so we don't do it. We've had fantasy interviews on.
Well, you heard about what happened with LeSean McCoy the other day.
Well, please.
That's concerning, though.
No, please really? don't even consider that to be even. As far as I'm concerned, I consider the source who said it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you that.
If it is what he said it was, why didn't he say that in press conference with all the reporters around him? Because you know darn well that all of them were asked about the refs.
Well, that's true.
Why? I mean, I heard the interview and the context in it. It was one of those goofy kid around, laugh, blah, 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 throw it in there kind of jab thing. I'm not buying.
I would hope that's
I'm
the case.
I'm not buying.
I listened to it.
I'm not buying. Why didn't he say that after Sunday's game in the post-game press conference? Because that would be an extremely concerning comment. Why didn't he say that if he was that concerned about it? Okay. It's not even making headlines anywhere because I think most people are considering the source. All right. So that part is not in play here. To me, it's the fact that the game is too fast for these individuals, which I have pointed out for a month now. And I thought maybe the more games that they did, they would slow down for them a little bit more and then they would be able to handle it better. But now I think they're feeling more pressure than ever. Kevin's right, they're huddling up a lot more. And at the NFL, They don't have to give the referees everything they want, but they need to sit down with the idea of compromise. And I think if they compromise on the pension part, they'll get the rest of it done.
Let me ask you another question. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I wanted to ask you another quick question. Do you think players, and I don't want to use the word intimidate because that might be a little strong, but do you think the players and coaches are working the officials a little bit more than they would have the regular officials?
Well, number one, they are trying to intimidate them. I mean, they're trying to do, they absolutely are. Right? I mean, what do you think, intimidate Mike Carey? No. Ed Oakley? No.
Well, intimidate might be strong. I was leaning toward working the officials more, but yeah.
No, they're trying to intimidate them.
All right.
You say, look, the coaches, when the NFL has to send down a decree about keeping it down on the sideline talking to officials after week one, they know they've got a problem. Huge. Because they are trying to intimidate them. I mean, it's not at the point, for example, like it's Clifford Franklin and the Replacements looking at the regular Dallas Cowboys on the final game of the season saying, when the game's over, can I get your autograph?
Hey, can I get your autograph?
Absolutely, Scab. So,
you want it, you got it.
But they need, if they compromise on the pension, and Scott Green's proposal was, current referees keep their current pension as is. Anyone hired from this day forward has to go in the NFL's new 401k plan. I think that is labor responsibility right there. And the NFL, if they say okay to that, I think the rest of it falls into place quickly. Today we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. Like to hear from you and get your thoughts on this and what you've seen from the officiating so far as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you could make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, the sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to the planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives with professional and certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
At Sunbury Motors, the rewards are many. And the regrets? Well, the regrets just don't happen. That's because no matter what vehicle you buy from Sunbury Motor Company, you are guaranteed to be satisfied. Not only when you first get that new or used car, truck, or SUV, but when you have your vehicle serviced, you'll always have the best experience possible from start to finish. Talk about variety being the spice of life? Well, at Sunbury Motor Company, you have the luxury of choosing from all the best brands like Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. Each and every vehicle comes with awesome service and financing plans that fit your budget and are super easy to afford. You can even submit a financing application online and calculate the value of your trade-in. Ask about Sunbury Motors Tire Rewards Program. Service, parts, body shop, and quick lane too. New or used, the best vehicles come from Sunbury Motor Company. Visit sunburymotors.com to see all their new and used inventory and visit the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Touchdown, Shikellamy!
The Lewisburg Green Dragons, Coach Todd Tilford's old team, takes on his new team, the Shikellamy Braves, at Shikellamy Stadium.
Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK is sponsored by Schindler Studio, APW, and Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hurd. Join the coach, Dick Horton, and me Friday night as Lewisburg takes on Shikellamy. The pregame is at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7.
They play at Old Franklin Field, a dump on the Penn campus.
But a lot of history there.
Well, I'll tell you, that place is a brutal place to broadcast a game.
Yes, it is.
Brutal.
That is probably the only broadcast location that we have in common.
Oh, brutal.
The 20-yard line on a catwalk.
Yep.
And listen,
history,
the history
is incredible. Yeah, but the history is incredible.
Oh, absolutely. That,
especially with the Penn Relays. I mean, the Penn Relays part is the actually where the deepest history is.
I was thinking about all the people that came before me and sat in those locations calling games.
Never think about those things. Remember one time I went to Madison Square Garden to do a game. And I said, "Where are we?" And the usher says, "Come over here." He says, "This is Marv's chair." I says, "Great." Is it pointed toward the court?
And then he said, "Yes, I will."
No, I was like, I said, "Okay, fine." It's a chair.
Well, I don't think I get excited about a chair either.
Yeah. I know. I kill you, don't I?
Sometimes. Well, no, I mean, you sit in there, you think, wow, you know, Kurt Gowdy called Super Bowls here. You know, there were big games here for years. You think of all the people that came before you, and I'm broadcasting from the same basic area. It was a moving moment for me.
Well, that's good. I understand that. I appreciate that.
Well, but see, you've done those type of games before in those locations, so it becomes old hat. For me, it's something new and entertaining.
You know what? To be honest with you, when I was around Joe so many years, and to me, he ended up being Joe. You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay, so I kind of treated everything like that.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, the NFL has record television ratings right now. Record ratings. Right now, it's the Golden Goose. But you watch the game, so I want to hear from you on the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. Are the officials, the replacement officials, taking away from your experience? Are the replacement officials ruining or taking away your experience when you watch a game? Have they made it a little more painful to watch? Or are you just fine with what you're seeing? Love to get your opinions and hear from you what you think at 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. Are the replacement referees ruining your experience watching the game, taking away from it, or you don't care? And believe me, if you don't care, the NFL's not going to care. If they get feedback and they're like, "Hey, look, we don't care. Just referee the game." Then the NFL is not going to feel any compulsion to get back to the table and talk. And right now there are no new talks scheduled.
I was thinking about this the other day. You have the NFL replacement officials in the discussion that they're, and that's been all over the sports networks. It's been all over the discussions. It's been all over the bars where everybody's talking about it. You know what I don't hear anybody talking about? The NHL lockout. That's how much football matters.
You don't hear what?
I don't hear much about the NHL and the lockout.
Well, no, and it is the National Hockey League. I mean, look, I love hockey. Always have. I grew up in New England.
Yeah, I can get that. I'm lukewarm to it.
I grew up in the Bobby Orr era. The greatest hockey player I ever saw play. And I know there's, you know, Gretzky is awesome, incredible, which Gretzky was. Lemieux, so forth. Bobby Orr is the best hockey player I ever saw. But you're not talking about it because, number one, they're not even close to a preseason game yet. Preseason games wouldn't be for another 2 to 3 weeks. Let's go to Randy in Williamsport on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Hi, Randy. How are you today?
Well, we're just soaked. How's that sound?
Randy. It's been pouring.
Yeah. The referees can't stand them. I think they're terrible. But you know what makes me more frustrated than anything is at the bottom of the screen when you're watching a professional game and you're looking for scores, and all I see is these fantasy highlights. It just it wants me to stop watching pro football on TV. I am really serious about this. If they want to have fantasy football, let them have their own channel and have at the scrolls at the top and the bottom and in the middle, you know, let them do their thing. But don't interrupt my game. You know, I'm sorry.
You know, as somebody that plays fantasy football, I will say this. I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't think there's a need for it. If I want to find out how my team's doing or what players are doing well, I go to my fantasy football page and look up my live stats. There's the NFL Network that's doing all the stuff on their channel. I can find it there if I really want. Heck, some cable systems, satellite, and phones, Fios systems, you can program in your players and get updates on your TV for it. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it's necessary, and I even play fantasy football.
Right, and I don't, but that's my problem, I guess. But anyhow, you know, why do they need to do it every half hour, every 10 minutes, whatever it is? Because it's going to change in the next 10 minutes, right?
Look, Randy, I'm with you. I'm with you. As I've said before, I think fantasy football playing has actually increased the pool of people who watch the games. That's been part of the ratings increase has been around fantasy football players. But I'm like you, I don't play. So I see the stuff at the bottom. He got his team 6.5 points. I'm sitting there going, whoop-dee-doo.
Well,
what's the score of the game?
It's fine if you play fantasy football, and that's fine, whoever wants to do it. But it just seems to interrupt the whole flow of the game, and you're watching scores from other games, and then at the bottom of the screen you see all this guy went 10 for 12, and he's got 2 carries for 1,000 yards, you know?
You want to know how to solve that? Okay. I watch Red Zone on Sunday, and Red Zone is the greatest deal going if you love pro football.
Love Red Zone.
Red Zone, if you can get it from your cable system, on Dish, whatever it happens to be, NFL Red Zone, they just go game to game to game. And guess what? There are no commercials, no scrolls on the bottom, nothing. You're just getting game, all right? And you're seeing scores. You literally see every score in the NFL that day.
Yes, I agree with that. But I got a question for you. On cable, well, in the Williamsport area, Comcast is a big cable company.
Right, it's big everywhere.
Right, and I live out where I don't get Comcast.
Okay.
I get a little cable company. You know, it's got maybe 2,000 people on. But anyhow, when we get a game on Fox, football game, a pro game on Fox, and I don't know if it's our cable or whether everybody has this problem, but up in the left-hand corner of the screen where it shows, you know, the score, the time, the down and distance, we only get half of that, you know, because I never know what the score is. Now, do you guys have that problem?
No.
It sounds like you're watching an HD feed that they're broadcasting in standard definition. I would contact the cable system about that because that does sound like it's a formatic issue.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's just my best guess now.
Because I ask everybody around here, and they said, well, no, we don't know what that is. You know, but I never contacted the cable company because
Contact them because they may be feeding in HD.
Right.
And what it does is it spreads it out for you. It's in a different rectangle as opposed to what you have on your TV box. So check with them and see if they are. That way it's fitting what you have.
Yeah, it's either your cable box that needs to have the setting adjusted or the TV that does.
Okay. I'll check that out, but thanks a lot. But anyway, I just want to put my 2 cents in about fantasy.
Thanks. Sorry. Thank you, Randy.
Sorry. Thank you. Bye now.
Oh, don't be sorry. I mean, I'm with you. I see the stuff on fantasy scroll across the bottom. Can't you keep track of your own league?
Well, here's the thing. As I said, I play fantasy football, but you know what? The point system that I have doesn't match up the point system that they're showing, right. So I don't really care.
Right, exactly. And I think people at the bottom want to see scores.
Right. Yeah, just, you know what, I remember the day when you had to wait until halftime to get the scores.
Right, and you really, you know, you can go to a computer and get fantasy numbers.
Right, that's or your phone.
I mean, right, that makes me, because I saw that, yeah, I'm with Randy, because Randy was talking about, I saw that in the other day. Now, again, I don't play, as is well documented. I know, I wreck all your myths, I understand that.
My myths about you have been long gone for years.
Yeah. I mean, I never have. Never, you know, I mean, when I watch a game, I watch the game. But that's just me. Everybody has their own way of doing things. And if fantasy football increases your interest in the game, then I say, great. I'd rather have more football fans than fewer, I can tell you that. But, again, what do you think of the officials and what they're doing or not doing? And the number of conferences. Are they ruining your experience watching the game? Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And the Lenape Solar Hotline. I'm here in the Sunbury Motors studio. Don't forget about Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And again, our number, 1-800-795-9565. Are the replacement officials starting to get under your skin a little bit when you're watching games? You know, they starting to ruin the experience a little bit or take away from the experience. Or do you not care? They say, I don't care. I'm going to watch the game no matter what. And it doesn't bother you. I thought the Atlanta-Denver game got out of hand last night on Monday Night Football. And the officials, the replacement officials, lost control of a couple of games. You never see, you rarely, if ever, see the regular referees lose control of the game. A couple of games that we've seen with the replacement referees have been closer to getting to that level of not being under control. Right, we go to Roger. Roger, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. I watched, I'm a Redskins fan, and over the weekend, I was probably one of the few in this area that watched the Redskins play the Rams because it wasn't a national TV game. I watched it on the Sunday ticket. And, you know, kind of like last night, everybody got to see, you know, kind of an out-of-control game because earlier today on WKOK on the Dan Patrick Show, they talked ad nauseum about how there just isn't enough respect for the replacement refs. They're actually calling as many penalties, or even calling a few more penalties than a year ago. But, you know, it's almost like having the substitute teacher and seeing what you can get away with. And there's a lot more action after the whistle. And getting back to the Redskins-Rams game, for the other three people in town that might have seen that game, it was just an uncontrolled game where all game long there was the extra pushing and shoving after the whistle, and both teams were guilty of unsportsmanlike penalties because they were frustrated with the refs. Steven Jackson, you know, scored a touchdown, but the refs didn't see it that way. So Steven Jackson gets up, slams the football, 15-yard penalty, and the next thing you know, the Rams are kicking a field goal instead of scoring a touchdown. At the end of the game, the Redskins are driving for what might have been a game-winning touchdown. Josh Morgan gets mad at the Rams DB, throws the football at him, 15-yard penalty, the Redskins are kicking a 62-yard field goal, which missed it. So I think it's just a case of where there's no respect for the replacement refs, and it does hurt the integrity of the game. Like you said last week, do people come out to see the refs? No, they don't. Do we tune in to see the refs? No, they don't. Does it hurt the revenue of the league? No, it doesn't. But it does hurt the integrity of the game, and I think eventually it hurts the quality of what we're watching. So I'll say that. I'll hang up, and I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, I agree with all those points. And I watched, in fact, because of Red Zone, I saw some of the Rams-Redskins game. And I want to start with this premise. Robert Griffin III is what Tim Tebow should be. Okay? Robert Griffin III is what Tim Tebow should be and isn't. But in that game, the Steven Jackson play and then the receiver at the end of the game, okay. First of all, the receiver at the end of the game deserved to get a 15-yard penalty. He threw the ball, and I don't care if Mike Carey's crew's doing the game. They're going to flag him 15 because guess what? They may not be showing the referees, showing respect for the referees, but when you're losing your poise, you're not respecting your own football team, right? And those are two examples of loss of poise that end up costing teams games that has nothing to do with the official on the field. He didn't throw the ball at the official. He threw it at one of the Ram players. Oh, did he think he was going to get away with it? I don't think he had a clue of what he was doing at that particular moment. He just flat out lost his poise, and he cost his team an opportunity at winning because he lost his poise. The Ram player didn't lose his poise. He did. And when Jackson did, same thing, you know, slamming the ball down, lost his poise. Remember the play last year in Wisconsin where the ball was snapped back to Matt McGloin, everything was blown dead, then McGloin took the ball and slammed it down, he got hit with a penalty. He lost his poise on the play. And that's something that I heard forever around here. I've invoked Joe's name once already today. But Joe Paterno always talked about, all the time, keep your wits about you. Keep your poise. So even with replacement officials out there, okay, there may be more pushing and shoving after the whistle, but throwing the ball at somebody? That's not just a problem with officiating. It's a problem with that player losing his poise. That goes beyond the pushing and shoving and the chippiness of the game. There is more pushing and shoving. That's because probably there is that lack of respect. And there's more arguing from players, and there's much more arguing from coaches because of this. But Roger's right. We need to get back to the integrity of the game is critical in all this. And it's critical because you, the fans, need to trust exactly what you're seeing. You, the fans, need to trust exactly how the game is called. And then even though you may call a show on a Monday morning or a Monday afternoon in this case and say, I feel this, this, and this about, you know, we got robbed here, we got robbed here, we got robbed here. But at the same time, the number of those calls will be way down. There is also in this, we go back to the fact when money changes hands by you, the sporting public, you have to trust what you're watching. And that, of course, goes to the issue, and the NFL won't talk about it, but we all know people are laying money on the line in games. And I did a Penn State-Michigan game a couple of years ago where Penn State came down the field, looked like they were on the verge of scoring, didn't score, kicked a field goal instead. Crowd went, ugh. We went to a commercial break. Jack looked at me and says, you know, the line's 24, it's a 23-point lead. Then when Stephon Green took a screen pass and went 80 yards for a touchdown, place went absolutely nuts. They cleared the spread. We're not naive when we sit up there. And the officiating part is absolutely critical to the integrity that we're talking about. And the NFL right now is at its highest level of popularity. They have labor peace with the players. They have to work through this New Orleans Saints deal. But they also have to work through this deal with the referees, because even though no one pays to see them, they make the game better. They make mistakes? Absolutely. Chris in Sunbury. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you, Steve?
Well, thanks for asking.
I just have a comment about the replacement officials. I mean, yes, they're making, you know, bad calls, but they're making bad calls on both sides of the ball. They're going to get better as the season goes on. And, you know, it's got to be a greed issue on one side or the other as far as the regular officials in the NFL. And it's just frustrating that all this blame is getting put on these guys that are stepping up and doing their best.
Oh, I agree with you. They are stepping up and doing their best. I just think, Chris, the game, because when you go from Division III to the National Football League, the game is exponentially faster. And because the game is exponentially faster, see, when you're, no matter what you do in life, okay, you have to trust what you see when you make a decision. Quarterback has to trust what he sees. He has to trust the route of the receiver, has to trust the coverage. Okay, player, linebacker has to trust what he sees in terms of reading a key. A referee has to trust what they see as to whether to keep the flag in the pocket or pull the flag out and toss it. These guys, are because of the speed, aren't quite sure all the time what they're seeing. And that's where they're running into trouble. And they're refereeing at the highest level. And I go back to earlier. If the National Football League would go with Scott Green's proposal about leaving the current officials on the current pension plan, but then having the new officials go on the 401k plan, I think you would find them back on the field this weekend.
That would be nice. I just really think these guys are doing their best, and they're going to get better. I just think they need to develop that confidence to, you know, go ahead and throw that flag or not throw that flag, and not, you know, when they get on the speaker and everything, not act like they're not 100% on that call.
Right.
I think they just need to carry themselves with a little more confidence, and maybe that respect or understanding from the players would follow.
And sometimes it's tough to when you're under such a heavy microscope like they are.
It is national TV, and they're probably not anything used to that.
Not in the least. The speed of the game is too much for them right now, and maybe the pressure of it's too much for them. I don't know. I'd have to pull some of them aside and ask them. But I agree with you. They are doing the best they can. They aren't sloppy because they're incompetent. They are trying very hard. But there is a big difference between officiating a Division III game and officiating the big boy league.
100% agree with you there.
Yeah. Chris, thanks.
The coaches would give them a little bit of a break, and it might help them keep their calm and make those calls a little better.
Hard to, Chris, because guess what? All those coaches have their backsides on the line. All right, and that's the problem they're running. That's why they're putting so much pressure on them, because, look, their jobs are on the line if they're not winning.
Very valid point.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Great call. Appreciate it. Nice comments. Let's go to Baird in Sealands Grove. Hi, Baird.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Like Kevin, I was at the Sealands Grove Chickalemme game last night. Question has to do with a ruling that I'm either unfamiliar with or have a question about whether or not it was marked off correctly.
Talk about the 2 15-yard penalties?
Well, no, the question is, at one point in the first half, Sealands Grove had gained a first down. After the play had been whistled dead, there was a dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct flag thrown against Sealands Grove, which pushed them back 15 yards, obviously. They then moved the markers back so that the chains lined up with the ball which in essence gave an advantage to Seals Grove. Instead of being first down and 25, they were now first and 10. Is that the correct way that the PIAA rules that?
Or yes, that's the correct call. The correct call was they lost yardage on the play, but because they had gained a first down, it's not first and 25, it's first and 10 from the spot where they now start the drive from.
All righty. To me, that seemed like an unintended advantage to the team that got penalized because they actually went on and I can't remember if that might have been the series where they threw the interception down at the goal line. But ultimately, instead of having to be first at 25, they were only first at 10, which was an advantage to them. Seems like
right.
Yeah.
But that's administered correctly because what happens is, say, for example, you're on an 80-yard drive. You get penalized like that after getting a first down, right, and you still make it. Now it actually has become a 95-yard drive because now you're trying to reclaim the territory again.
All right, that makes sense. Okay. All righty. Very good. Appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Thank you, Barrett. Our number is 1-800-795-9565.
How long do you think it is with the replacement officials until the NFL Players Association has steps in and says something or does something in support?
Look, what I'm going to get bothered by is that when they start talking about the risk of injury, and I'm sorry, I don't see risk of injury.
No, they're going to have to come up with something better now.
I mean, I don't. I mean, because you can go and practice and get hurt. You can make a cut on a field turf field and then your knee buckles without contact and get hurt. Concussions, they have somebody assigned at every stadium that pulls somebody out right away. Now, is there a risk of, there's a fight? Well, if you're stupid enough to start swinging at somebody who's wearing a helmet and pads, then that's your stupidity.
That has got to be the most futile thing I have ever seen. Yeah.
And again, this goes back to, because Roger made great points and was exactly right on every single point. My point in following up on that was that the players who got mad at the officials or got mad at the end with the defensive back lost their personal poise. Okay? They're responsible for their own actions on the field, not the officials. He threw the ball because he's immature. What, he didn't think it? I can tell you right now, if Ed Hockley's the referee, he's still going to get flagged 15 yards.
And he's going to show his muscles when he does it.
Yes, way to add to the conversation.